Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 57, subtitled Review-a-Palooza. I do that now. No, I don't. Just this episode. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. Go to gruntfreepress.com. There's some reviews up there, and they're not in the usual place. It's not front page material, I guess. Because these reviews I'm talking about in particular, they're not new ones. They're game reviews, obviously. I don't know. We do games mostly, other shit too. There's some on there. You got to go to the older fucking what the hell I named my site that tab archival shit, I guess, because. Yeah, these are like decade old fucking reviews that I pulled up. I fucking just went nuts with some googling Google crazy, and I drudging through the fucking sludge of the internet trying to fucking pull up old reviews. I didn't fucking whatever. I was just thinking, I fucking haven't done shit in a while. Fucking productive, in quotes. So I did that, and fucking. Yeah, I don't know, like fucking half a dozen or so are up there now. I pulled them up from an old Fallout like fan run site. I'm not going to say what the name of that is in particular. And you'll see why in a second. I'm liberating my reviews from that shithole and fucking archiving them on my site. The only site that matters really, gruntfreepress.com. Because those are my dreams down here, my hopes, my wishes down here. That's all over the second we write up Troy's bucket, something like that. Whatever the fuck that quote is. I was just gonna start off on a fucking little ramble here about a little rant. I mean, I know that's rare in these parts for me to go off topic and rant, but it's kind of I was just going back, just reading fucking forum posts and shit from fucking whatever 2000 2002, something like that. This old site, just, fucking, again, Fallout fucking fan site, just fucking people like Fallout, and just click on my name, see what I fucking posted, like, 12 years ago, more than that, I guess, fucking whatever, 17 years ago. I'm not a math magician, as they say. There's just lots of game reviews, movie reviews, and yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they're not really good. I mean, I was like fucking, I don't know, 16, 17, something like that, fucking. Doing fucking drinking and, drinking, fucking doing drugs and fucking, when I fucking wrote them and just like not even really giving a shit and fucking, I remember even fucking like not having a computer at one point and like going to the fucking library and using that computer and just being like, I don't know, fucking stopping here for a second and just fucking real quick fucking post a fucking review that I fucking saw and like fucking whatever, fucking that's it, and fucking go on my way, fucking weird shit, I know, but again, I was a fucking weirdo, weird fucking 16, 17 year old fucking running around doing fucking dope and shit. So this is not just a tad under my current standard, I guess. And plus you have to remember it was kind of a different time and place back then. One of those things you get fucking called out for, like, putting spoilers in your review, and I guess you kind of do, but, I mean, I was thinking about that, too. I mean, now I'm like, fucking, whatever. I mean, if I have to, I have to. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't feel bad about it, and I was thinking I can kind of fucking pinpoint almost exactly where that was, like, even in regular reviews where you're like, fucking, if there's something that's relevant, you better be giving fucking spoilers and you're talking about a fucking game. That's fucking gone home. I mean, again, just because that game sucks so bad and fucking nobody wanted to, such a secret that it sucked, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, everybody go buy this horror game, there's a twist, but we're not going to tell you. And fucking the twist was that it was fucking hot garbage, you know what I mean? They didn't want to fucking, try to get away with it. Like, oh, we're not going to spoil it, you know, we're just going to play it, just buy it, you know what I mean? Just a fucking, basically a fucking marketing trick fucking bullshit just to fucking be like, oh, you know, support these guys because, yeah, you know, fucking whatever, fucking SJW and fucking go buy it and, you know, I'm not going to tell you what it is and, you know what I mean? Just try to fucking pull one over. And that's pretty much the point where it's like, you know, if there's anything at all that's fucking relevant to, like, you know what I mean, of what the game is, you better be talking about it now after that fucking pulling that obvious fucking bullshit. That was definitely fucking some kind of, like, coordinated fucking, you know what I mean? Oh, that, and fucking, obviously, people starting to watch, like, YouTube and Twitch and shit, and you can just watch a game, like, the second it's out anyway, so, I mean, whatever. Again, I've said it before, my fucking philosophy of just, like, you know what I mean? If you're gonna buy a fucking game, you know what I mean? If you're dead set on it, you don't want fucking spoilers, just don't fucking watch or read anything on it. Just skip over it and whatever. Just play it yourself and then come back later. Anyway. So this was well before that time, you know what I mean? Just fucking everybody's just pretty sensitive about calling out fucking spoilers and that shit. Which I kind of like looking back, I mean, I'm kind of like tiptoeing as I'm writing. It's just like more like technical, fucking like, oh, you do this, you jump, and you fucking do, you know what I mean? I think it makes for kind of a shittier review too, because you kind of fucking one hand behind your back, and you know, I was just fucking posting fucking willy nilly to this fucking thread of just like, oh, I have like fucking three words to say about fucking something. Like, here you go, it's some fucking movie review that's fucking two sentences, like. You know, yeah, I mean, to again, time and place of just like, this is a Fallout fucking fan site and it's a fucking terrible one. You know what I mean? A fucking awful one of like, you know, 20 people go in there fucking regularly and they're like fucking, I was just trying to be like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, these people must be cool. Is they like fucking Fallout? Turns out, yeah, that doesn't mean anything. And again, this is pre-Fallout 3, I think, so it's not like, you know what I mean, it wasn't as big of a fucking deal, you know what I mean, it wasn't like a household name, we didn't say Fallout, and, you know, it wasn't mainstream, so it was just kind of like fucking like, oh, these people must have something in common with them if they also fucking like this weird fucking game that I like, and, you know, again, not really the case, because, like, you know, I mean, you have one thing in fucking common with people, then, like, hey, you know what, other than that, they're pretty much your fucking typical, like, 90s fucking early 2000 PC elitist fucking trash people, fucking ass-fuck motherfuckers, yeah, fucking whatever, just fucking, yeah, so, give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I mean, again, this is fucking blast from the past, fucking retro internet forum posting shit, so yeah, this is weird. I know, I had a weird moment, like a really weird, just fucking, like, again, just fucking, if you go back and look at shit you did like 10 years ago, and plus it's a weird thing. It's not like, you know, it used to be like, I wrote a fucking whatever script or something, like a movie, you know, I'd write like a fucking movie script and like whatever, and like, I wrote that 10 years ago, I'll look at it now and it's fucking like, yeah, whatever, the, you know, it's kind of funny to look, but a little different when it's fucking like, oh, here's something I posted 10 years ago and people are fucking commenting and interacting with you, and it's just fucking, it's a weird thing, fucking time capsule. But yeah, so I went down that hole. Yeah, so anyway, for what I was doing there, I mean, you know, I started a thread in the fucking forum, called, Games I've Beaten, you know what I mean? It was just fucking like, if I'm gonna write game reviews, whatever, again, not something I don't think anybody else is doing it there, it's just fucking like, they'd just be like, oh, hey, this game, and blah, 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 and they'd fucking talk about it maybe, and you know what I mean? There'd be a million different fucking games. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna make my own little, carve out a fucking niche for myself and just fucking, hey, Games I've Beaten, I called it, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, if I beat a game, I'd fucking write a review for it. It's kind of, huh, what I do now? Welcome to fucking Grunt Free Press, but, as you can tell, I've matured. I'm an idiot and I fucking pay money to run my own site and waste my time doing fucking podcasts that nobody listens to, but, rather than just fucking posting shit on somebody else's fucking forum, but, yeah, so I call the thread fucking Games I've Beaten. I fucking open it up. I make a make a post. The post is, and by this is before pre-Absolute DSI. This is when my OG fucking internet name used to use all the time was Satan is Great. So yeah, Satan is Great's fucking game reviews. That's how I opened the post, aka Satan is Great's game reviews. And again, I can't use that name anymore because, hey, you know what I mean? Fucking playing Xbox Live and all, this is offensive. Somebody was offended by it. You gotta fucking, gotta change your name and fucking, fucking, it's like, all right, dude, if I'm gonna fucking have to change it there, just fuck it. I was fucking fresh start, because of, censorship again. Fucking welcome to, fast forward to, why is this guy fucking so hell bent on fucking against censorship and fucking that shit? I don't know. Maybe, a little chip on my shoulder, maybe. I don't know. So anyway, I'm fucking like, start this thread and fucking the opening post. I'm like, all right, here's what I'm doing. I'm fucking, I'm gonna use a, I use a, I'm explaining the scoring system I'm gonna use. I'm like, all right, they do like whatever. It's like, some fucking sites are like one to, some are either, thumbs up, some thumbs down. So it's like this scoring system's like one or two or, whatever, one to 5 stars, or it's fucking 1 to 10, or it's fucking 1 to 100. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, here's what I'm gonna use. I'm gonna use 0 to 666. Again, it's just fucking like whatever. I'm fucking 15, 16, 17, whatever the fuck. I just like whatever. Kind of a joke, just fucking just whatever. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna fucking make myself out to be a fucking hero here in this fucking story, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking a little bit of fucking trolling and again, just a little bit of fucking teenage fucking idiocy, I guess, on my part. But as I go on, keep that in mind. I'm not saying I'm a fucking saint here, So I just say fucking, 666 is the best and fucking, zero is the fucking crappiest game ever made type of deal. And fucking like, then I say like, hey, if anybody else wants to fucking put up any reviews fucking here, just feel free. I mean, I'm trying to just fucking, consolidate everything into one spot. So there's not like, it'd be just like straight fucking reviews or whatever. And people want to talk about fucking review, like, writing reviews and like whatever, just fucking put them here. You know what I mean? Again, I'm trying to be fucking, in my way, fucking whatever, helpful or fucking whatever. I'm trying to fucking contribute. You know what I mean? So I mean, I write a review for fucking First Thing. Yeah, that same post. And I write a review for Oddworld, The Stranger's Wrath. And again, you can read it yourself if you want to go to fucking archival shit in there and fucking on gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of shitty, kind of vague. I mean, again, I'm writing it fucking fast. It's more about fucking my experience with the fucking with the series and the fucking the game itself and fucking whatever. I mean, not fucking too different from the hack job shit I do fucking now. But at least now I fucking put it into like I type it out and like fucking word process and fucking things. There's not a million fucking spelling errors and shit like there are in the old ones, which I left them all in there. Like, I don't give a fuck. But, it was funny too. I mean, it's just straight Oddworld, Stranger's Wrath. It's kind of a shitty review. And I'm like, fucking, I wonder how everybody else fucking felt about it. And I went to like Wikipedia or whatever, just real quick and fucking like, pretty much everything I said is pretty, pretty spot on, I guess. I barely remember the fucking game, but, this is what I wrote and fucking like compared to like, the Wikipedia, like, general reception or like, this is how the fucking game is. I'm like, it's pretty spot on as fucking weird as that is. But, why wouldn't it be, I guess? So again, it's fucking just, this fucking short, straightforward fucking review. I give it a score of 452 out of 666. And again, it's not, I'm just fucking like, whatever. It's kind of a joke. I'm just, again, even at that point, people fucking, the cool thing now is fucking, we should review, shouldn't have scores. You just fucking read them. And again, this is fucking, I'm like, it's kind of a joke. Like, if it's gonna, whatever, they're gonna use a million fucking, scoring systems and, I'm gonna use one that's just fucking like 600, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. half gimmick, half fucking joke with the score, obviously. I mean, it's fucking, what is whatever. What does that mean? Like, what does fucking any of them fucking mean? Like, whatever. So whatever, there you go. That was the first post I put out in the fucking thing. So then the fucking first response to the post is, no real criticism of the review or fucking talking about the game or anything. Just fucking, someone just says, quote, fucking, dude, seriously, lose the satanic references. And, end quote. And again, that fucking post, there's no fucking no satanic fucking references at all in the fucking review. I mean, again, the fucking scoring system, 666. I mean, if you can't tell, it's a fucking joke, like, whatever, but fucking, dude, it's just like, you know what I mean, just the caliber of fucking douchebags in these fucking forums, and like, you know what I mean, it's just like, about the same fucking level of retard you find online today, I guess. So, I mean, not much has changed. I mean, I fucking, whatever, you hear me like, fucking, oh, fucking people suck, like, now, yeah, people always sucked, I guess, one of those things too, where I'm just fucking like, you know, whatever, I'll say, like, fucking, oh, I can't find any good fucking music now, or whatever. I guess I couldn't really, you know what I mean? You couldn't fucking just mainstream fucking find fucking music anyway. Good music, usually. Back then, either. Just, whatever. People have always sucked, I guess. I guess everything's, life has always fucking sucked pretty bad. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and then fucking just going, looking through the fucking, the thread again, or whatever. Just fucking, bunch of, after that fucking douchebag, like, oh, lose the satanic references, oh, if I'm offended, like, whatever, it's just fucking random fucking, bunch of random fucking garbage posts and fucking emojis and shit. Then, then I posted a link to fucking, three other reviews that I did on, I think it was on IGN fucking way back then. I tried clicking on those to get them, they didn't fucking work anymore, and fucking, they were for the Bard's Tale and, Siberia 2. And Fallout, and, I had to go to, like, Internet Archive, and go to, like, the Wayback Machine, or whatever, to fucking, and then I plugged those fucking links in, and I was like, oh, cool, it actually works, I fucking recovered them, except for Fallout, for some reason, I don't know why. The other two I got, fucking Fallout's kind of lost the ages, maybe, and I did fucking play, I played through the entire game of Fallout fucking recently, I don't know why I didn't fucking write a review for it. It might have been fucking pre-Grunt Free Press, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, fucking just digging through the old fucking posts. I mean, bringing back these fucking memories. Just fucking, like, again, just like shit posts and fucking people just, I don't know, trying to be like clever, but you know what I mean? They're just fucking dicks, and, the fucking whole group is absolutely fucking retarded. And you might be wondering, like, oh, why do you care so much? Like, whatever. And again, this is like fucking, like, oh, like, whatever. I mean, I'd go online, and that's like, this is like who I would fucking interact with for, like, I don't know, like a year or so. I'm just fucking, like, again, where I'd fucking put my reviews and fucking, like, whatever. I was actually like trying to be like productive and fucking, like, oh, it's just kind of a shitty site. And you know what I mean? I'm just fucking, like, I'm trying to like help and try, you know what I mean? I'm trying to fucking be like social in my, in quotes, in my way of, you know, kind of being a dick, I guess, but fucking, you know, everybody else is a dick, and just fucking like, oh, cool, my people, and you know what I mean, they, again, they like fucking follow, they must be all right. And yeah, there's a bunch of fucking cunts. And just reading through, again, just fucking going through, like, my post, the fucking threads that are in there, and just these fucking, some games they claim are fucking garbage. Fallout 3, I mean, this is the fucking, the worst game in the world, obviously, according to them. If it's, oh, killed the franchise, like, fucking, oh, this is it, Fallout 3 is so bad, it's done, it's fucking, again, this is fucking going through, like, even before, after I fucking left, there's, like, fucking, eventually, you know, my last post is just, like, you know what, guys, fuck all of you, you'll fucking suck a dick, like, fucking, that's it, and I fucking left, and, like, I don't think I ever fucking came back, and until now. A decade later, but it's just fucking, so it's fucking just, you can go back and see the same people, same, like, four people, like, posting the same garbage and just being fucking faggots. So Fallout 3 and on the Fallout forum, these are the people, this is them when I talk about that, this is them. That's it, killed the franchise, it's done, like, that's it, it's over, fucking Fallout, nobody's gonna care about that anymore. Dragon Age, the first Dragon Age was out, it's another piece of shit, I mean, that's going nowhere, fucking, Earth Defense Force. That's fucking garbage again. That series is dead. And, you know, this is fucking just absolute trash. Fucking Bioshock. Oh, fucking linear trash. Fucking Red Dead. And fucking, I think it must have been Revolver. I mean, oh, it's fucking just go to garbage game. Trash. People like that are fucking idiots. Fucking Red Dead. Pff, oh man. I mean, you get the point. I mean, I've just never seen so many people that fucking. Well, we're just like consistently just wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's fucking just like, oh, you know, it's a matter of taste and fucking it's objective and whatever, subjective and fucking, but I mean, they're just like, again, just fucking, they state their opinions like so like factually, just fucking, you know what I mean? Like those people just like, no, dude, it's shite. It's fucking shite, mate. And fucking like, oh, no, like fucking no, dude, it's fucking garbage. This is it. It's done. Stick a fork in it. Fucking done. All these fucking, I don't know. I just never seen so many people that fucking hate good games. And they, you know, these people, again, they have like, it shows you fucking how many times, you know, people have like fucking 10,000 posts on a fucking website about fucking video games. They just hate everything. Even like whatever, again, Fallout fan site, but oh, Fallout 3 is garbage and fucking whatever. And, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, again, you're on a fucking gaming website and you just hate games. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? I think some of them might have grouped up and went on to fucking form a website called Giant Bomb or something like that. Another good one fucking is a little thread of fucking, oh, here's this Microsoft's new console, the 360. Oh, that shit. What a shit console that is. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to buy that. And I say, you know, I say something like, again, at this point, like always, I'm like, fucking whatever. I have a fucking PS2 and a fucking Xbox and a GameCube and a fucking PC. And back then, I don't give a shit. And I'm like, hey, that looks pretty, you know, pretty cool. You know, I like the fucking control looks cool and all this shit. Then fucking 20 posts of fucking, again, shit hasn't changed. Of just fucking, okay, fucking console peasant, you would look that, you fucking idiot. Like fucking, oh, control looks retarded. Yeah. Like nobody's gonna fucking try to copy that shit ever. I mean, that's just not gonna be the standard controller for everything for like ever. You know, it's just like, you know, humble brag, but I think maybe time's proven me right. You know what I mean? In a lot of places here. You know, then fucking again, fucking talk about like Fallout, just fucking like, oh, here's a cool idea, fucking Boston, you know, a Fallout set in fucking Boston again, fucking, oh, what a dumb idea, it'll never fucking happen, right? Yeah, that's never gonna happen, right? Yeah, and then, again, even, like, random shit, like, fucking, like, oh, like, fucking, you know, talking about, like, music and fucking, oh, they're all fucking homos, they like fucking Queen and fucking dubstep, fucking techno, that garbage. I'm like, you know what I mean? Then, again, me like, hey, you know what I mean, fucking check out new System of a Down fucking album. I think it was fucking Mesmerize or some shit, and fucking, you know, half a dozen fucking, oh, they suck, you have fucking crap taste in music, fucking, oh, nobody likes that band, fucking, it's like, all right, you fucking Euro trash fucking faggots. I mean, they're saying, you know, oh, you know, bad lyrics, fucking bad fucking video, bad music video, fucking, again, fucking post a bunch of emojis and shit, and just like, oh yeah, no, this is what you should listen, this is what you should listen to, fucking, I'll give you a taste of their, what they, instead of System of a Down's fucking Mesmerize, this is what they want to listen to, from, listen to Mindless Self Indulgence, listen to that. There you go. This is their recommendation. Let me know what you think. Fucking garbage. I mean, that's fucking absolute crap. fucking fake ass fucking techno shit. It sounds like fucking Linkin Park, you know. Trent Reznor. It sounds like fucking Nine Inch Nails. A fucking Trent Reznor was fucking retarded and had like no understanding of song structure or how to write a fucking song. And it's just whatever, dude. They're seriously fucking just like, ragging on the fucking lyrics of like System of a Down, like fucking BYOB, what, you're gonna go listen to your fucking lies from the tablecloth, LOL. And it's just like, dude, like fucking, oh, cool. Again, compared to that fucking song, like, oh, the bass, the rock, the mic, the treble. Yeah, dude, there's some fucking real, like, oh, what, I wonder what that means. It's fucking some heady lyrics, you fucking faggots, you know what I mean? Fucking queers. Yeah, I remember having long fucking discussions about fucking like System of a Down lyrics and fucking what they mean with like fucking whatever with like musicians, like, you know what I mean, like real fucking people who play like real music, and you know what I mean. It's just fucking like, what is that? Just fucking just bubblegum fucking shit, just fucking no substance, just fucking. Again, I hate fucking being up, oh, it's fucking subjective, I guess, and fucking, like, but I mean, that fucking garbage, I mean, that fucking just sounds like so, like, whatever, dated fucking shit. As compared to whatever, I was just taking, and I think I've used the song before in the fucking podcast, but just take a little listen to, BYOB, see how that compares, just, do that real quick. I mean, that's fucking, I don't know, 10 years later, I'd say, I mean, that still holds up. I mean, that's pretty, I'd consider that like a classic, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, whatever. I mean, again, maybe biased on my part, because I fucking, whatever, I fucking love that band, you know what I mean? But it just fucking seems like, yeah, that just, if that came out like today, I'd be like, ah, it's a pretty good fucking song, like whatever, and just, again, I consider at this point, I consider that, you know, it'd be like a fucking classic. Like, people would put it on, like, whatever. If you're going to make, like, a classic, like, fucking 2000s, early 2000s fucking station, you'd have to fucking put that on there. We don't know, you know, again, even now, I keep hearing fucking rumors, like, oh, they're getting back together, System's getting back together, they're doing a fucking reunion tour, you know what I mean? Everyone's all fucking all about it, you know what I mean? Again, maybe bias in my circle or whatever, what I fucking listen to in my little bubble, but it just fucking seems like, ah, people like them. I mean, you fucking, yeah, people still talking about them, still liking their music, and whatever the fuck that other garbage is, dude, nobody gives a fuck about that. Like, really. The shit about fucking, whatever the fuck that is, fucking mindless garbage techno music, like, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That was my little thing. I talk about the reviews I got from the site. It's fucking what it, I mean, I, again, it's just fucking my little journey fucking just going down the fucking internet shithole, super obscure fucking random personal shit I'm gonna subject everybody to, because that's how we roll around here. Until I get a fucking co-host on here to stop me, guess what, that's fucking what you get. So yeah, talk about the reviews I posted on Grunt Free Press on archival shit. You can see them. What I pulled, the fruits of my labor in my. So you get a Odd World Stranger's Wrath for OG Xbox, and you know, gave it a fuck yes. You know, I did a little retro. Just I pretty much left them. I mean, I kind of cut out the score because that's not on some of them. Some of them I left in because they're kind of relevant to what the fuck I did the review. But yeah, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath, I gave it a fuck yeah. I mean, I said it reminds me of Red Dead Revolver. I mean, again, according to them, that game was garbage and fucking, you know, gay shit. Yeah, funny, isn't it? How that worked out. And then, next review I got was fucking Doom 3 for OG Xbox. And I was reading this as one I fucking don't really agree with fucking now playing. Because I did re-reviewed it. I didn't even realize that I fucking had one out there from whatever, 10 years ago, but I played it and fucking re-reviewed it fucking recently, and the old one, I describe it as a balls-to-the-walls fucking demon-killing action game, which, I mean, in retrospect, I guess it really isn't. I mean, maybe, like, whatever, back then, fucking taking my time or whatever, and fucking, again, like, the last third of it is, I guess, but, I mean, I wouldn't consider it, an action game. It's just more slow paced fucking horror, you know, again, to like the last third or so. But again, 10 years ago, maybe it seemed a little pretty intense for a fucking, you know, 3D fucking shooter, first person shooter with those fucking graphics, which were, you know, pretty mind blowing back then, and compared to like whatever, like a Half-Life or something, which is more, again, that was like the big fucking Doom 3 and fucking Half-Life 2, I think, were around the same time, and this kind of, compared to Half-Life 2, was like, yeah, this is fucking just like crazy fucking action, like whatever. Yeah, then I fucking complain about fucking Doom 3's multiplayer sucking compared to Halo 2, which is like, yeah, probably. Then for some reason I called Doom 3 a remake of Doom 1, which I guess not. I think what I meant was it's a reboot of the series. I mean, but again, to be fair, back then, I mean, that type of terminology wasn't used because every other fucking game wasn't a fucking reboot or a fucking remake like it is now. So just fucking like, ah, something like that. So yeah, it's a remake, like whatever you want to call it. But that was, I put it up anyway. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really hot on this one, but whatever. Fucking throw it up there just because. Then one of the Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, which I liked. First-person stealth action game, which is pretty good for a game starring Vin Diesel. I remember really liking it back then. I think I want to say I played like the re-release of it or whatever, fucking on like 360, and I'm like, eh, I don't know, it's okay. I really liked it back then, though. And then, hey, look at that, fucking Silent Hill, fucking familiar name. I mean, I gave that one top honors, 666 out of 666, and apparently, I wrote it right after playing the game for the first time. I think I said something like, oh, you know, I'd watched people play it before. It was fucking bits and pieces of it. But I guess back then, it's the first time I just sat down and fucking played through it. And, yeah, I fucking loved it. And then fucking, again, the post, fucking people posting right below that fucking review in the fucking thread. The first post below it, just fucking like, you know, I'm saying, like, fucking, I played through it, and I gave, like, my time, my fucking play time of, like, beating it, and, like, my score, my ending, and all that bullshit. Again, I left that in there, if you want to check it out. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I played it, and fucking, you know, 5 hours through, and fucking, whatever. I said, like, oh, the game's fucking amazing, and fucking, fucking post below the fucking review, 5 hours long and flawless, games that short shouldn't get perfect scores. It's just like, man, you're in for a fucking rough fucking time if you're still playing games fucking 10 years from now, because guess what? Guess what, forum asshole? I mean, fucking, that's how it is. I mean, fucking, it's always the fucking, the short fucking games that'll, like, fucking, you know, get all the high scores and shit now. And people will fucking talk about, like, they're amazing. You probably took Gone Home harder than me. But then again, you probably liked all the gay shit in that because you're a fucking faggot. Yeah, then again, says Silent Hill. Oh, this game sounds like crap. No, nobody's gonna want more Silent Hill in the future and fucking whatever. again, 10 years down the line, fucking, hey, remember fucking PT and everyone fucking jacking off about that, you fucking cunt. So, I mean, but again, then again, you're probably one of the fucking Kojima fucking dick suckers crying about it. You don't give a shit about fucking the horror, just fucking, oh, anything Kojima must be good, and like, you know. So I know this is a bunch of fucking old grudges and fucking internet people I'm talking about from fucking 2003 or whatever and fucking that retarded shit, but yeah, it might sound a little immature and fucking petty and whatever. I should probably get over it, but yeah, I'm gonna keep doing it because yeah, it's fucking again. Just after going down that fucking path of darkness, I went to a dark place, and I'm gonna fucking share. I'm gonna share it. The next review is Silent Hill 2. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's done. I mean, fucking said I liked it. Not as much as I liked the original game, which, yeah, pretty much. Yep, fine. And then I'll shock you here with this one. The next one is a review for Silent Hill 3. And I barely fucking remember the game now, but apparently I really liked it. I don't know. I said it's more of a splatterhouse, more about fucking gore than atmosphere and shit, and just, I don't know, maybe I'll have to fucking check it out again. I don't fucking remember it at all. And I said, then the other ones too, I went and used the Wayback Machine to fucking pull up the Siberia 2 and the Bardsdale reviews, and it ended up being like fucking 8 reviews. I mean, they're not long, they're kind of shitty, but whatever, they're there. But those up, then I actually fucking wrote a review for Call of Cthulhu, a new one, like fucking present day. I'll bring it back to fucking present day. I wrote a review for a fucking 10-year-old game anyway, but it is new. So there you go, reviews, fucking 8, 9 of them, something like that, fucking new to you anyway. I mean, two of them are fucking repeats that I had done recently, but whatever. New/old reviews that are god-awful from when I was fucking, whatever, 17 or 18, and I was a fucking shithead, so enjoy them. There you go. That was the whole point. I know. I realized that was a long fucking rant, but that was just a fucking whatever. Get to the point. And there are also some fucking like movie reviews and shit on there. I was like looking through, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just fucking not even gonna bother. They're really fucking short and not worth fucking posting. So, and you know, plus me, you know, I'm all games all the time. Fucking I'm always on topic. But yeah, I'll talk about the new sensation, the new review I put up for Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth. This is fucking running kind of long. You should probably take a break, but let's try to go through this before I do. You know, I finished fucking that monster up. Yeah, I was trying to tie up some loose ends here before I think Deus Ex comes out next week, I think. I hope. Little pro tip, I think I talked about this before last week. If not, I don't know. I'm all fucked up now. I'm fucking trying to think back next week, and I'm fucking my head space is in like a decade ago and old shitty forums and fucking getting fist of evil. I don't know, but yeah. So Call of Cthulhu. A little pro tip to decode the symbols in the Chamber of Dagon. There's a broken scroll on the wall that reads, down, left, down, circle, down, circle. But if you kneel in front of the Cthulhu statue and the guy reaches down, he kind of looks through a grate and there's symbols there. And those translate to, the Zelda Triforce means down, the vagina triangle is a left, and the eye is a circle. So there you go. Fucking, there's my tip. Total body, That actually might be wrong. I don't know. I think I just fucking like, I was just fucking, as I was fucking writing this, I was like fucking like, this is a puzzle here I need a notebook for, and I'll just take notes here, and that's what happened. So it might actually be wrong. I think I might have just fucking fucked around with it until it worked. Do that too. That works. That's another pro tip. So you can read my full review on gruntfreepress.com, and in the review, I fucking included a link to a walkthrough because, yeah, I mean, it's a fucking game. It's good. It's great. I mean, you should fucking play it. despite it having a fucking a lot of problems. I mean, technically fucking trying to run it, and which I also put in the review, and yeah, but I mean, I've explained before, I'm pretty anti-walkthrough, fucking anti-cheating and all that shit. I mean, to the point where it's like, yeah, if you're going to play a fucking, like, whatever, a puzzle game or some shit, like, why bother? If you're going to play a game that's kind of difficult, I mean, why are you cheating? Like, what's the point? I mean, or if you do, like, don't bother fucking talking about the fucking games. You're a fucking piece of shit. All that shit. But, yeah, as I'm playing fucking Call of Cthulhu, just some of the puzzles, they're just, I mean, they're generally good. Like, I like them. I'm like, I like how they're set up. They're all kind of varied. It's not like you're fucking walking up to, like, a fucking, you know, sliding puzzle or, like, whatever. Oh, here's a riddle and some buttons. I mean, there's a couple of them like that, but some of them are just, like, you know, you just walk into a room and there's this shit you can fucking move around and just fucking, like, you know what I mean? Just, figure it out, or old adventure, or fucking, like, oh, I gotta, like, search this area for fucking shit. I mean, it's pretty mixed up, pretty varied, pretty good. But I mean, some of those where it's like you're looking for shit. I mean, you're essentially like pixel hunting the environment for objects, like a old adventure game, but instead of it being like a literal like fucking like pixel, you know what I mean? Like if it was a 2D like adventure game, and that's what they call it, like pixel hunting, of just fucking like, oh, I'm looking for one little thing that's fucking like an object I can pick up. In this game, you're in fucking first person, you know what I mean? Trying to in some cases trying to be stealthy as you're doing it, and you're in these fucking dark, muddy fucking environments, and fuck, you know, all the colors are all dark, and they're just fucking these huge fucking like mazy fucking levels and shit, looking for something that you don't even really know you're looking for most of the time. So I mean, you can fucking end up walking in circles forever trying to figure out what the fuck you're looking for. And I have like one section, you need a crowbar, and it's fucking to pass a door or something. And it's in fucking, yeah, you know, it's pretty, if you know what you're looking for, you know that you need a crowbar, and you know around the area where it is, it's fucking like, oh, there's a fucking crowbar, like, sitting right there, like, on a crate, like, in a fucking alley, like, whatever. But, I mean, it's fucking, again, you're going through the game, like, how I was, like, normally, the fucking, like, oh, I'm fucking, like, crouching down, I'm fucking, like, trying to, you know, figure out where the fuck I'm supposed to go, like, first of all, and it's fucking, you know, don't know, I need a crowbar, and this fucking, you know, if you didn't know that, it's just fucking like, oh, it looks like a fucking random shit, you know what I mean? It's like a random object on a fucking, a crate, and there's in an alley of, you know, in this area where there's a bunch of fucking random shit on top of fucking crates and alleys, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking what they would do now is fucking like, oh, you know what I mean? Fucking something you could pick up would be like highlighted if you look at it. I mean, that's, they do a lot. And like, you know, a lot of times I'm like, oh, it's fucking gay. I don't like that. If I, you know what I mean? I get kind of like, oh, it's kind of, takes away from fucking the immersion or whatever. Fucking shit that you can pick up is highlighted. And, But in this case, it's fucking like, well, I kind of understand why fucking people do that now, because it's fucking like trying to do this shit. It's fucking like, it's, it could be anything I'm fucking looking for. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, there's a shovel next to it. I mean, a shovel would probably work too. Or fucking there's like a, you know, a long piece of wood would fucking work too for a crowbar. But no, you need this fucking specific crowbar, and it's fucking just right there. And I don't know. One of those deals where I'd say, you know, if this is fucking like, I want something to last me like a long fucking time, you know what I mean? Fucking, I don't mind fucking trying to figure this shit out for hours and hours. I mean, go for it, I guess. I mean, try figuring it out on your own, but I don't think it does the game any fucking favors or makes it better. I just found it fucking frustrating after a while. So I was like, oh, you know, getting lost or whatever, stuck. You know, the first few times I'm like fucking like, oh, whatever. Oh, this is kind of cool. This is, you know, old school shit. And then fucking like whatever, the third or the fourth time where I'm like, dude, I can't just, this is going to be like turn this into a fucking 40 hour fucking game of just me repeating a bunch of shit, is bad fucking checkpoints, you know what I mean? It's like, I gotta fucking just open it up, and when I'm fucking stuck for a while, there's a room, you know, one puzzle, you fucking walk into a room, there's this puzzle you gotta solve, and, you know, you step in the room, and the fucking door locks behind you, you're stuck in there, and there's just this gem in the center of the room, and it's on a pedestal, and, on one wall, there's a fucking button you can press, and you can move the pedestal like back and forth or whatever, and you have to move the pedestal to like a certain spot. That's the puzzle, and you have to fucking press the button and like fucking line it up so it hits the light comes down, hits it the right way, like whatever. It's fucking, I'd say like fuck, if that was like fucking like, oh, you know, it's a decent simple little puzzle, it's real. Well, once you know what you're doing, it's fucking like real simple. But when you go in there and fucking, oh, the door will lock behind me, like whatever, you think like. Then like you're just immediately on a fucking timer, which again that'd be cool, like that's fine, like, but the longer you spend in that room, there's fucking Cthulhu statues and shit, and you guys starts fucking freaking out, and eventually you fucking dies again, just like a time thing, but. You know, that'd be really fucking cool, and I wouldn't mind failing and fucking dying and going back and trying it a few times to figure it out on my own, but. You know, if it set you back like a couple minutes and then fucking like you go again, but when you die in that room, you don't fucking start in that room or even near it. You go back to like the last save point, and it's like fucking like 10 minutes before that. And you have to do like, you know, do like combat and fucking these stealth sections and shit and like fucking all the shit you gotta do to even get back there. And, in this game, I mean, the combat and the stealth could be really fucking like random and fucking shitty, and it's not something you want to repeat. I mean, it's fucking like tough, but it's fucking like, it is kind of, again, one of those things where it's like, the concept of this and like, how tough it is. I mean, that's cool, but it's just fucking like, you do it once and it's like, oh, thank God I fucking got through it. Like, fucking, that was kind of like, you know, frustrating and shit, and it's fucking tough, and then like, but you know what you don't want to do is fucking do something like 5 minutes later and then fucking be sent back and have to do it again. Like, that's the shitty part. Again, it's just because it's the combat and the stealth in the game is just dated, like, questionable checkpoints and fucking saves and that type of shit. And, but I mean, that's the game overall is like that. But if you just stick with it, I mean, just fucking like, just know that it's just fucking like, it's going to be some fucking outdated shit, and it's going to be some clunky garbage. But, if you can get through that, it's a really good fucking horror game. And, you know, again, I get fucking pissed about the janky shit, like getting fucking spotted and fucking gunned down and trying to do like stealth sections. And I probably shouldn't have, or fucking, again, man, the fucking, the end sequence of that game, like, holy shit, just fucking the last fucking gameplay segment, and just, there's a final boss fight, which is fine. I thought it was really, really cool. I mean, there's fucking, the end of the game is fucking like real cool. You're just going through this underwater fucking city, and fucking like, you know, it's all fucking fish monsters and shit. And, you're fighting like fucking floating fucking, I don't know what the fuck they are. Just like brain looking things, or I don't know. It's fucking just real, real cool. But, you get to like the end, like the climax of it. And this is fucking this giant fucking gigantic fucking, fish creature thing that's fucking protected by a shield. I realize it sounds weird, but again, it's a fucking Lovecraft game. What do you expect? You have to figure out how to bypass the shield and fucking kill him. And, yeah, he keeps summoning fucking like regular size fucking fish people to come fight you. Yeah, but at that point you have this pretty powerful fucking gun, like a lightning gun that is fucking unlimited ammo. You charge it up for a second, you can fucking murder like normal enemies, no problem. Again, I realize it sounds like it's fucking weird. We're not going to stop and explain everything, but use that, and you fuck the normal enemies up. So at that point, like just going straight fucking combat and just using that, it's like not really a problem. The problem is you enter the fucking chamber where the fucking the giant fish dude in the shield is, and he's in there, they're chanting, just go as you can hear the chanting in the chamber that makes you go fucking nuts. And when you hear it, and you know, they have like the game is like sanity effects where like fucking like, oh, you know, fucking looks like a guy's like drunk and shit, like he's fucking just like, you know, he's walking slow, he's fucking like falling down and shit, and it's pretty fucking cool. But you know, you get all fucking dizzy and fucking disoriented and shit, and eventually you die if you stay in that chamber too long. So I gotta fix that to even like even go in there and figure out what the fuck you're supposed to do. It's just like the solution to that is fucking really cool. I mean, there's a spoiler, I guess, but fucking whatever. There's a big in the room before, there's like fucking stairs that go up to like the chamber or whatever where that shit is, or if you fucking where the giant fish dude is. But there's a big gong in the room before that, so. Oh, yeah, what you gotta do is you gotta fucking take that lightning gun and fucking charge it up, so fully charge and fucking stand next to the gong and fucking fire it, so fucking the gong fucking hits, you know what I mean, and fucking makes your guy fucking deaf and you can't fucking hear anything, and you can't hear the fucking the chanting. And the effect of that's like really cool. I mean, you fucking hit it, the fucking screen fucking shakes with the gong, and fucking you get like a high pitch fucking ringing in your fucking ears and shit, and fucking, it slowly goes away after a while, and fucking, the sound fucking comes back. It's just fucking like whoop, 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 and then it's really cool. They do it. It's a cool puzzle. I mean, that's fucking awesome. Like the last boss is fucking great. Great fucking boss fight. But then after that, and fucking after you fucking figure out how to kill him, I didn't fucking really ruin that. No spoilers there. After you do that, there's like a final escape sequence where you gotta run through like, this last stretch, the last fucking level where it's fucking collapsing. And yeah, that took me like a fucking hour and a half, and I was going fucking nuts doing that. Like it was fucking like stupid. After you beat like the last boss, I mean, you can save. There's a save point right there, which is like, hey, you know what I mean? They finally, you know what I mean? One time in the game, it's like, oh, cool, I did something. They gave me a save. I don't have to fucking do that all over again. So that was kind of cool. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a fucking, it was a glitch or fucking what, or a bug, I don't know. But it'd be like, the fish, the boss would be fucking dead, but there'd still be like that chanting, that like the chanting would still be going on, and it's fucking like, still, it would still happen whenever I fucking loaded. And I'd be making the final run, like the final escape sequence, the fucking, the roof's collapsing, and yeah, you gotta be fucking like almost flawless, and fucking, you just running pretty much. And as I'm doing that, my guy's fucking freaking out. Like you can hear the chanting. Like he's slowing down. He's fucking crawling on the floor and shit. It's just like, dude, this is fucking almost impossible. And again, I don't know if it was a fucking bug or what. It's hard to tell. Again, this is, the game's fucking weird. And just like, is it because of the bug of the chanting still going on? And my guy's freaking out. Or is he freaking out because this fucking place is collapsing? Like, I don't fucking know if it's supposed to be happening. Like, It was ridiculous. Like it was just weird. Like, I ended up fucking just pretty much just holding W to go forward and fucking hammering, was not letting go of that button at all. And it's fucking like, I'd try like, oh, there's little spots I can jump and I can fucking duck under here and do this. And I'm fucking like, no, I just have to fucking hold W and pretty much just fucking play it like it's a fucking racing game. I'm fucking like steering my guy, like fucking, you know what I mean? With the mouse, like left and right, and just fucking like, for like fractions of a fucking inch, I have to be fucking like so fucking perfect. I don't think it's supposed to be like that, because it's fucking, it was ridiculous. And even doing that, just fucking like randomly, just fucking like, all right, I've been doing the same shit. Like, it's a cutscene before it where fucking the shit starts happening. I'd be doing the same exact shit, going the same way, taking me the same amount of time, but I just fucking die like at random spots for like no apparent reason. It's fucking like, oh, there's rocks falling, so I'm like, oh, maybe I get hit by the rock, maybe it's just a stop here, let this rock fall, like whatever. But again, it'd be like I'd be in the same spot, like going the same speed, and just fucking nope, randomly there's fucking up, the ceiling collapses, fucking you die, like fucking just like, dude, this is fucking weird. Random shit. I mean, it just, again, I was like, oh, what am I like triggering some shit here that's fucking me up? I just kept like trying to troubleshoot what the fuck was going on, and fucking, and it just seemed, it had to be fucking bugged, because it was just random garbage. It's fucking infuriating. I was just like, at that point, I'm like, I almost fucking quit. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm just like, dude, I'm just gonna quit, and it's fucking like whatever, just after like the 50th time of fucking dying, I'm like, dude, this is fucking stupid. Like, I'm gonna fucking watch like the end on YouTube, and like, I'm pretty sure it's fucking glitched out. Like, I've gone this entire way, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking 20 hours going through this is gonna fuck up now. Yeah, just eventually, just some fucking miracle, fucking, I got to like the last like spot. It was even like good, like the how I got through it was a fucking glitch. Like I could hear like fucking, I'm supposed to be dead. The fucking ceiling's caving in. The fucking screen's turning black. But I ended up hitting some button and it fucking just like freaked the game out and fucking like just like triggered a cutscene and fucking like just squeezed through the fucking, like there's like a portal at the end. Like it just managed to fucking squeeze through as my guy's fucking freaking out and the game's wanting to fucking kill me. But despite all that, I mean, fucking in the end, I just thought fucking, you know, I was just, after going through that, I'm like, fuck this. I mean, this is fucking like awful and it's fucking, but then again, just like, I was just thinking back and just thinking like fucking like, wow, what a fucking awesome game. I mean, totally worth the bullshit. Just so weird, so unique, and just so like, I don't know, it's good in its fucking jankiness and fucking shittiness even. Again, like moment to moment, I don't think it's like mechanically not a very good game, but just fucking taking on the whole, it's amazing. I mean, fucking, if that makes any sense, I don't know. The sum is greater than its parts or something like that. I think that's how the saying goes. I mean, it's fucking, I don't know, it's good shit. I'm really glad I played it. You can read the review up at Grunt Free Press, and I'm going to take like an actual break now. And yeah, fucking running kind of long here, but we'll see. Who knows?
Everybody knows that I'm a skunk man. They won't come and see me in this dive. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive. Some fuckhead in the corner skipped to me, talk about the way I look and smell. I guess he doesn't know that I'm the outlaw scumbag. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him straight to hell. Because everybody knows that I'm a scumbag. I like sluts and whores and I don't care. You can say just what you wanna say about me, but if I hear you, I might just go knock you off your chair. Cause I like to drink whiskey by the gallon. I live on peanut butter sandwiches, I don't care. I spent some nights in jail in this old country. Everybody hates me, and I just don't fucking care. Because everybody knows that I'm a skunk man. They won't come and see me in my dive. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. So, taking my little break there and just fucking going through, some shit. Fucking looking at my notes, what I had planned for the show, and fucking like, I'm like, Jesus, I'm fucking going way too long. I think I was went on kind of a couple unscheduled fucking rants there. I mean, usually this program's tight. I gotta fucking, you know, I rehearse, I get everything down to a sweet science, down to a fucking millisecond. But looking at my time, I'm like, fuck, man, I gotta you got to fucking make some changes here to the schedule, because I'm fucking, you know, I'm going over and fucking, you know, I don't know, whatever. So what better way to spend a little time I have left here than to talk about games, rather than talk about fucking decade old games and fucking old websites I fucking went to when I was a fucking teenager. I had to consolidate some shit and fucking, you know, shuffle around some shit and move some shit to, it's just so packed this week that I gotta move shit to next week. And, so I'm only gonna stick with, you know, the important shit, and let's talk about games I didn't play, this week. Yeah, No Man's Sky. Though, obviously, if anyone's fucking talking with it, I didn't play fucking No Man's Sky, and I hate being a fucking dick and fucking I hate talking shit about a game I haven't played, but one of those deals. I was kind of looking forward to it, and a game is gonna last me a couple weeks, and fucking, like, you know, one of those deals where fucking, you know, it's gonna be, you know, this long fucking open game, and fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I have to do one of those deals where when I play fucking these expansive fucking games that go on for weeks and weeks, I'm like, oh, I have to stop fucking making a little journal of what I'm doing and fucking where I'm exploring, and fucking, it just fucking looked like my kind of game, or what I saw about it. Fucking, again, I played fucking like Elite Dangerous and shit, and those types of space games, fucking Rebel Galaxy and fucking whatever. I love, you know, I played a few of them, fucking Dark Star 1. I fucking talk like that type of shit. Just fucking explore space, fucking get fucking resources, upgrade your fucking ship. I mean, but I'm like, oh, you know, they're saying there's more shit. Oh, you can land on planets. That fucking sounds great. You can fucking, whatever, mine fucking planets, fucking meet fucking aliens. I'm like, yeah, it sounds really cool. I think that's what most people thought. I've had it on my fucking wish list on Steam for a fucking long time. And yeah, again, I was fucking fully intending it on being, my game for the week, like my main game of fucking what I was gonna play. So I was fucking, again, that's why I was going through fucking random shit and fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking waiting for it. It got pushed back on PC for a few days, and which got me, you know, gave me the time to fucking, like, oh, you know, whatever, I was fucking, oh, I have, it sucks, and I'm not gonna fucking buy it on PS4 and fucking PC. So I'm gonna buy it on PC. I'll give it a shot to fucking, yeah, you know, I can fucking at least take a step back and fucking, you know, see what fucking, you know, other people are fucking checking out. And again, is this supposed to be an expansive fucking space game? You know, everybody's game's gonna be different. So I was like, oh, I'm not even gonna fucking, there's no real story to fucking spoil, no nothing. I can at least fucking look at, you know, watch other people playing for a few days, wait for the fucking PC version to come out. And also, I mean, one of those deals, I would have had it fucking pre-ordered if I could have. They didn't let it on, like, codes out, like pre-order codes out, I guess, on like fucking whatever, like CD keys or whatever. Why I usually fucking pre-order my PC games, and there are no codes on there, so they're kind of, whatever they're doing, they're keeping it fucking under wraps and under lock and key. If fucking, like, whatever, none of these codes are gonna get out until fucking whatever. I mean, you probably just like pre-order on Steam and that was it. And fucking, so I didn't get that. I mean, I have fucking shit on CD keys. I have fucking shit fucking for like next 6 months. I have fucking shit fucking already bought and fucking paid for. You know, like, get them for like half price or whatever. So I would have done that for fucking No Man's Sky, but again, the hate talking about it, fucking shit I haven't played, but the PC version comes out, and hey, guess what, it's fucked up, and everyone's game's crashing, and fucking shit reviews, and most of them are just fucking, wow, this game fucking runs like shit, and fucking whatever. The game looks like shit, and fucking, yeah, not only, like, graphically does it look like shit, and it does look really fucking bad, and, like, again, fucking, they were showing, like, the shit they showed at, like, E3, and, like, the shit they were letting out, I'm like, oh, it looks pretty cool, and then fucking I'm seeing it, just like, man, that fucking, like, drawing is awful, and fucking all this shit, it looks like it's fucking on rails, and everything just procedurally generated, man, just fucking look like it's fucking procedurally fucking generated, fucking shit just, looks like fucking garbage. And it looks fucking boring. I mean, the shit you're doing looks fucking boring. I knew the basic premise of it. I mean, it's just resource gathering, fucking get money or fucking resources, upgrade your ship and equipment to get better ship and fucking move further in space, fucking rinse and repeat again, fucking like other games I fucking played. But I mean, just the way the game's fucking set up and the fucking menus and fucking all that and just like the loop of it and just fucking like, oh, a big thing is fucking inventory space. Like as I'm fucking watching and hearing people fucking talk about it, just, I can't stand that. I'm just fucking like, oh, your fucking inventory space is just so, you know, so fucking cramped and you got to be careful about what you pick up and blah, blah, blah. And just like, dude, fuck you. Yeah, it just looks bad. I mean, again, it's just fucking, seeing people fucking, you know, swoop into, like, go from space to a planet, and it's fucking, like, a big deal of, like, oh, it's just, like, seamless. You swoop into fucking, swoop from space onto fucking, into the atmosphere and onto the planet, and, man, it's the draw distance is just fucking garbage, and it's fucking, everything's all shitty and fucking blocky looking, just, watching people like play, like, you know what I mean? Fucking just like, you can just tell like the ship controls are like super fucking simple. And, I see him like, watching people like, oh, I'm on the planet. Oh, you know, people can you just, you know, tilt the ship down and go in the water and like go underwater in the ship. And it's fucking, no, it's like an invisible barrier. It fucking stops you and everything's just kind of like, it's just kind of like on rails. Like again, super simple. And, if I was going to play this, something like this, I got a flight stick and I'd play fucking Elite Dangerous. That's really fun. Just fucking around. I mean, even in that game, as fun as it is to fuck around and fly and fucking figure out, you know, fuck around flying the ship. Even that, like, yeah, I played that for like 20 hours. Just fucking like, dude, after like the loop gets to you, it's fucking like, and that compared to fucking No Man's Sky, that game's fucking gorgeous. Like it's a good looking game. It's fucking like incredible. Fucking looking at fucking, even if it's just fucking space, it looks incredible. But fucking No Man's Sky, just even like looking at the menus, it's fucking, they have like the bullshit fucking, it looks like Destiny. Like fucking, like just all the menus, everything looks like fucking bad Destiny and fucking, even like fucking, they have like the circles for the menu, like Destiny, like fucking you just hover over something with the cursor. You gotta like hold it down for like fucking like 3 seconds to fucking like select something from the menu. And yeah, again, Destiny is a fucking game, nothing like this, but it's fucking like, yeah, like grind cut to me in that. And fucking, this is like, I don't know. So as far again, just, he talking about shit. It was just fucking like, man, as far as I can tell, man, it should be a fucking $20 fucking early access game on Steam. And there's like a million fucking games on Steam that look just as appealing. And you know what I mean? Just as unfinished as fucking No Man's Sky for $20. And why the fuck is this pure fucking like marketing? Yeah, but somehow they get away with fucking charging $60 for it and saying like, oh no, it's done, it's a complete game. And yeah, this is why, you know what I mean, again, why fucking, I say like fucking, oh, I'll play anything on everything and fucking I hate, you know, singling out fucking, oh, you know, I prefer this, I prefer that, but this shit like this is fucking like, man, this is why fucking Sony sucks, you know what I mean? Why I fucking don't like him. Not only because it's fucking just pure, just like marketing. It's just all fucking marketing. I'm just fucking like, oh, we took this indie game and fucking, oh, we, you know what I mean? Fucking, should be a $20 game that fucking comes out and fucking like whatever. And this small fucking niche of people who really like those games would fucking latch onto it. They might check it out. It should have just been like, again, just another one of those games in a sea of those fucking games that, you know what I mean, that I just see on my fucking, you know, recommended on Steam. And the fucking, if I saw this, I'd be like, nope, nope, you know what I mean? Fucking just be in that list of fucking like, oh, looks like every other game, nope. But they just fucking market the shit out of it, you know what I mean? And fucking people buy into it and it fucking drives me nuts. You know, then you hear like, you heard like, shady shit about fucking, You know, the developer get asked about fucking, you know, multiplayer and like co-op and shit, and they just say like, oh, you know, oh, the game's so big, it's just so giant, like the chances of you running into somebody else is like next to nothing. Like, you know, you're not going to see anybody, it's just like so big. But you know, it's kind of like dodging the question. And then within like the first day of the game being out, two people were streaming, and they're like fucking like, oh, hey, you know, we're in the same system, I think. Like, I think we're near each other. Like, let's fucking try to meet up. And they fucking did it. And then fucking like they meet up fucking directly in the same spot, and nothing. Like, there's nothing there. Like, nothing at all. Like, you can't like interact with anybody. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, not that I would care. Not that I'd fucking play the game like multiplayer. I'd fucking care about that shit. But it's like, dude, they were just like so shady about that, and just fucking like. That's the other side, the flip coin, the fucking, you know what I mean, like the spoiler thing of fucking just like, oh, I don't want to give out spoilers or giving out spoilers, but fucking like, I hate the fucking like, oh, it's so mysterious, it's fucking, it's what they did with fucking whatever, dude, that fucking gay ass like Firewatch game too, like, oh, what's Firewatch, what is it, I don't know, we better buy it and find out, like fucking, oh, what's No Man's Sky, what can you do, what's in it, I don't know, everybody fucking run out and buy it, and you know what I mean. Fucking must be fucking the world. And again, it's why I fucking hate marketing bullshit. So they figure out, I mean, they get called out like fucking like, oh, you can't see each other, there's no fucking multiplayer. Then fucking like, oh, the devs are like, oh yeah, oh no, we're working on that, oh no, it's coming, like fucking, you know what I mean, oh, you guys wanted that, oh, we had no idea you'd want to have multiplayer, oh well, wait, well, there'll be a patch, just wait, oh, you know, fucking you know what I mean? Just fucking, is this the general consensus? Again, I fucking don't generally fucking pay attention to what other people say, but it's just fucking like me looking at it. I'm just fucking from what I see to the game, like this seems like it would be fucking like really boring and fucking nothing to do. And then fucking like, most people are fucking playing it. It's again, reading reviews and fucking Steam fucking comments and shit. Just fucking like, it's pretty boring. There's nothing to do. And fucking, you know what I mean? People are like, well, we're fucking mining, you know, we're mining all this shit, but we can't like, why can't we build anything? Like, why can't we just fucking build bases and fucking like whatever, turn into like a, you know, Minecraft and space type of thing. And fucking, you know, fucking, and again, fucking developer is a fucking, oh yeah, no, totally, that's coming, don't worry about it, oh, we'll fucking, you know what I mean, oh, wait for a couple patches, you know, oh, we're looking into this, we'll fucking see if we can add this, and you know what I mean, so it's just, again, it's early access shit, they're fucking charging $60 for, it's fucking ridiculous, so, I think I'll just fucking pass on that completely, again, just fucking, like, if I wanted to play one of these games, I'd play a better one, No Man's Sky, more like No Man's Buy, huh? Am I right? Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm shuffling shit, and fucking. We're gonna move on, fucking quick. To again, just this is a fucking train wreck of an episode, spiraling into fucking space. And so, I mean, nobody should be surprised if anybody's fucking listened to more than one episode, but, talk about a TV show, fucking just whatever, it's just fucking just, I don't give a flying fuck mode. Stranger Things, again, crazy, I'm not breaking new ground here, but, Stranger Things on Netflix, it's a, kind of like a sci-fi fucking horror show, it's set in the 80s. It's great. I mean, fuck, one of those deals. I mean, I fucking heard about it from fucking just about a million places. Everyone fucking, oh, no, you should watch it. It's fucking great. And fucking held off for like a couple weeks. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll see. And then fucking like, I'm like, I need something to watch. I'll check it out. And it really is fucking really good. Winona Ryder's in it. And she's really the only like big name I recognize. And it's fucking one of those things that's fucking like, she is fucking like amazing. Like, she's so good in it. Again, I'm not like a fucking like, oh, like really give a shit about fucking like, you know what I mean? I'm not like fucking like, oh, amazing actor. Maybe I am. I don't know. I fucking find myself talking like that. Like fucking, oh, I don't give a shit about fucking actors and fucking that shit. Then I'm like fucking like, maybe I do. Cause I seem to fucking talk about that a lot, but one of those deals where I'm like fucking like, oh, you know, it's fine. Like, the acting's fine. And like, is it like, as soon as they like focus on her, it's just like, wow, she is fucking great. Like, she just fucking nails it. Like, she's fucking, playing a mother, you know, her kid gets fucking taken by something, like fucking, like he disappears pretty much, as far as she knows at first, like he's just disappeared, like maybe he got kidnapped or whatever, like ran away or fucking like whatever, and she starts like seeing shit or like hearing shit, and fucking, you know, the lights are going, like, you know, he's talking through like fucking, you know, fucking with the radio and talking to her through like lights and shit, and she's fucking like going nuts and fucking, you know, buying like a bunch of Christmas lights and hanging them up. It's a weird show. I don't know how much I'm fucking gonna go on about it, but yeah, she's pretty much playing like a fucking whatever, like distressed, like fucking mother, kind of going nuts. Nobody fucking believes her that she's fucking can hear him and that he's, you know what I mean? So it's not like really a unique fucking role. I mean, fucking, it's like, oh, crazy fucking mother, fucking like whatever, lost her kid and nobody believes her. She's trying to fucking convince people and she doesn't give a fuck about, you know what I mean? Like fucking just fucking brushing off everybody calling her crazy. But again, it's kind of like kind of a stereotype, but man, she fucking nails it. Like she's fucking great. And again, one of those things where it's fucking like, I'm like, oh, the rest of this cast is pretty good, but fucking Jesus Christ. Like when she's on screen, man, she fucking kills it. I don't know. Fucking just really good. So yeah, I mean, the show's like a fucking 80s throwback, but it's not just fucking like har, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking remember this fucking reference. I mean, they do that shit. I mean, fucking definitely, but it just feels more like they just take like the time, you know what I mean, that time frame and you know, the style of the film and, you know, films back then, like fucking whatever, like E.T. and blah blah blah, Goonies and that shit, and just take like the style of it. I mean, the fucking like, they take like the structure, the style, and they tell their own story, do their own thing. It's really fucking cool. Again, I was skeptical, just like fucking, oh, great, more fucking like pandering bullshit. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of fucking like, you know, Silent Hill inspiration, there. I mean, they end up going to an alternate dimension that's, pretty much like the dark alternate worlds in like Silent Hill, and they call it like the upside down place or whatever. But really good fucking show. I don't know. Like, I watched the first couple episodes. I'm fucking like, I'm like, ah, man, this seems kind of cheesy and fucking like, if you just fucking just stick it out in the fucking the early goings-ons, and just fucking like, all right, just fucking just stick with it. I mean, it gets, it just fucking, again, I was just fucking like, oh man, it's just fucking, it's gonna be reference after reference and fucking cheesy shit, but man, it's super good. Fucking gets dark, fucking dead kids, good, it's good shit. I'm not gonna say too much again just because it's fucking pretty talked about, but yeah, I'll concur. I'll throw my hat in with the fucking circle jerk on this one. Really good show. I talked about a season two. They're making. I'm not sure about that. It seemed like the way it wrapped up at the end. I'm like, ah, oh, it's fucking great, perfect. If it just fucking ends on that note, and then they were going back and forth, like fucking, oh, it might be like an anthology, and they'll do like, you know, again, like that style and shit, just tell like a whole different fucking story. But if they're gonna continue that fucking storyline, it's like, oh, I'm kind of a little worried about that. It's fucking like, it just seemed like so good. Just fucking, if it's ended at that note, I'd hate to see it just get fucked up. They're fucking milking it, you know? Kind of like the opposite of Preacher, where I'm like, I'm like fucking like, I can't wait for season two, because hopefully it's fucking better, you know what I mean? Hopefully they fucking learn their lesson and fucking, you know what I mean? make it better than fucking Stranger Things in this case. I'm just fucking like, it's good. Just fucking leave it how it is. It should be fine. I don't want to see it get fucked up. But yeah, check it out. Definitely, if you're looking for something to watch, because yeah, one of those deals is fucking like, again, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but it's fucking like, I don't know, I'm fucking rolling butts or fucking, you know, get home from work and, you know, get something to eat, and I'm fucking, you know, before I start my hard day of digging through old internet forums and fucking playing games, I'm like fucking like, I want to just fucking sit back for like an hour or something, fucking eat and fucking watch TV and fuck around. But pretty good. Stranger Things, fucking thumbs up. Not going to review it, because, again, Grunt Free Press, pure gaming, nothing else. Yeah, so real good. Fucking, I'm like, I think I talked about the last fucking Netflix show, fucking Jessica Jones. It's pretty much like the No Man's Sky of just fucking like, oh, this show is so good, you got to watch it. It's just fucking like pure trash. But again, after I watched Stranger Things, I'm like fucking like, maybe I'll give fucking Jessica Jones another fucking shot. And fucking that show is fucking awful, like still bad. Like again, I'm fucking, it's one of those shows I'm fucking like, oh, I'm rolling butts and I'm fucking put it on and fucking glance up every now and then and just fucking like half pay attention. Just like, man, this show is fucking terrible. And fucking, Kristen Ritter, Breaking Bad girl, fucking, yeah. She looks like fucking Michael Jackson. Just keep that in mind. If you've just, yeah, maybe watch that show. Just keep in mind that it's fucking Michael Jackson playing the fucking lead. Yeah, so fucking bad. That show was terrible. That's it. I'm gonna end. I'll end it before I fucking, I don't know, go back in time even further. Fucking try to dig up web pages from the 1930s or something. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. Email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And let me know your experiences. Let's fucking just start like a support group of bad fucking internet fucking experiences fucking online from 10 years ago or so. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna end it. Fuck off.
Have a pair. And the beaver once slept for 7 days, and it gave us all an awful fright. So I tickled his chin and